Right? What about his influence? I wish I'd get you stirred up tonight. I'm going to preach a little here if the Lord will help me. I'll be brief as is spiritually practical. But I want to help you. We need a move of the Spirit in here tonight. I feel it. I feel like we need it. We've done a lot of shouting here at this church in the last 16 years. And we love it. I loved it. I got shouting right after I got saved. And I never see no place to quit. I like it. Praise God. That's right. Brother Wilson, you say if you used to and you don't now, you're either doing too much then or not enough now. Huh? Is that right? That's right, isn't it? Amen. And we like to do a lot of shouting, but we've heard a lot of good preaching, and we know what it's all about. But we need a move of the Spirit here in this house tonight, don't we? We really do. And if it comes, sometimes it comes in the singing. Sometimes it comes in the testimonies. Sometimes it comes in the preaching. Well, once in a while. Hallelujah. Maybe that's it tonight. Maybe Lord's going to anoint me here and help me preach to you. I hope so. I hope God will just stir you. Well, I don't know what your problem is. Maybe you don't have any. I'm sure you got some. And I know the answer for it. Amen. It's the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Hallelujah. Go to 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Amen. Amen. God, it's in your hands tonight. I want to read some scripture. If nothing else, we'll read this. And 2 Chronicles chapter 24. Joash, y'all there? I'll let y'all get there. Because reading this helps you remember a little. Ready? Joash was 7 years old when he began to reign. 7 years old he began to reign. And he reigned 40 years in Jerusalem. His mother's name also was Ziba of Beersheba. And Joash did that which was right in the sight of the Lord all the days of Jehoiada the priest. And Jehoiada took for him 2 wives, and he begot sons and daughters. And it came to pass after this that Joash was minded. Now here we go. Here's my text. Joash was minded to repair the house of the Lord. To repair the house of the Lord. And he gathered together the priests and the Levites and said unto them, go out unto the cities of Judah and gather all Israel money to repair the house of your God from year to year. And see that ye hasten the matter. Howbeit the Levites hastened it not. Look at that. And the king called Jehoiada the chief and said unto him, why hast thou not required of the Levites to bring in out of Judah and out of Jerusalem the collection according to the commandment of Moses, the servant of the Lord, and the congregation of Israel for the tabernacle of witness? Now look at this. For the sons of Athaliah, that wicked woman, hath broken up the house of God. And also all the dedicated things of the house of the Lord did they bestow upon Balaam. And at the king's commandment, they made a chest and set it without at the gate of the house of the Lord. And they made a proclamation through Judah and Jerusalem to bring into the Lord the collection that Moses, the servant of God, laid upon Israel in the wilderness. Amen. And then it goes on. We mentioned this some a while back, and we preached a little bit about the spirit of the folks that had. Amen, that built the tabernacle in the wilderness. But here, these folks are not building, they're repairing. Amen. I want you to look. There were some men that had broken down the house of God. It's the same house of God that Solomon built that was so extravagant that you can't even put a monetary figure on it. It was so elaborate. It was multiplied millions of dollars worth. I figured up one time just what Solomon gave. Amen. To build this temple was multiplied millions of dollars he gave out of his own pocket. Not even counting what the other kings sent and the other people gave and the people brought. And they built a wonderful temple. We call it Solomon's Temple. Amen. But this wonderful temple, after it was filled with the glory of God, amen, it fell into the wrong hands. A woman by the name of Athaliah. Amen. And her sons were wicked. She was wicked. And the Bible said that her sons broke down the house of God. Well, Joash was just 7 years old when he was called of God and sat on the throne. And the one thing, when he got into this, he looked around and he saw, amen, the degradation of the house of God. And he got the spirit in him, amen, that he wanted to repair the thing that was damaged. Amen. That's what I want to preach on tonight. Amen. Not physical building, but that is what we're going to have to do. But that's not where I'm going tonight. But I want to preach on repairing, amen, that which is damaged. Amen. Are you hearing me? Amen. I want to go now over to book of Isaiah. And I want to look here in verse 58 at some verses. Amen. Repairing that which is damaged. Do you know there can be... I don't know how long it took to build a building like Solomon's temple. What was it, 11 years? I believe. Was it something like that? 11 years in building? Amen. Several years in just the preparation of the material. But you know, it doesn't take long to tear down as it does to build. You know that? Well, you can... my wife, sometimes I feel for her. She clean. And I'll tell you, when we hit the house, the kids all get home. I've seen her look a few times and think, boy, well, I've cleaned all day and it took y'all 30 minutes to mess it all up again. Well, that's kind of frustrating, isn't it? Amen. I want to tell you, a life is even easier to destroy than that right there. Amen. You can take a lifetime, listen to me, you can take a lifetime of building a reputation and confidence in people's hearts and minds. Amen. And one dumb day, I hope that's not said in a bad way, one carnal day, you can ruin everything, amen, that you built up. Somebody help me preach a little bit. But I'm not going to preach on the destruction altogether tonight. But I want to preach on repairing, amen, the thing that's destroyed. Look at Isaiah. Listen, that's what we're called to do now. I want you to look at Isaiah 58. The Bible said in verse 8, Then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thy health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee. The glory of the Lord shall be thy reward, and then thou shalt call, and the Lord shall answer. Now this is all after, amen, they have sought him, amen, with their whole heart. Are you listening to me? Then shalt thou call, and the Lord will answer. Thou shalt cry, and thou shalt say, he shall say, here I am. For thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and the speaking of vanity. And if thou draw out thy soul to the hungry, satisfy the afflicted soul, then shall thy light rise in obscurity, and thy darkness be as the noonday. And the Lord shall guide thee continually, and satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones. And thou shalt be like a watered garden, and like a spring of water, whose waters fail not. And they that shall be of thee, listen to this, these are the people that God sent revival. These that be of thee shall build the old waste places. I love that. Amen. Thou shalt raise up the foundations of many generations, and thou shalt be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in. Are you getting that? Amen. He said, you shall be called. I don't know what you think about that. Amen. But I feel like, are we empty? See if I got a battery here. I need to preach to y'all tonight. Okay, I'll preach with this one right here. Praise God. Thou shalt be called. I love Joash, amen, and the spirit that he had, Brother Zane. just a young boy when he got up and he saw the damage, amen, that the backslid kings, amen, had done. Do you know that when we live in sin, amen, listen to me now, do you know that sin is a very damaging thing? Amen. Help me preach a little bit now. Do you know that sin is a very damaging thing in our life? You can't live in sin 1 hour that it doesn't do something to your life. Amen. You can't live in sin. Amen. A lot of times, amen, we don't realize the damage that it is, amen, to live for the devil. Somebody say amen. I remember when I was lost, amen, I thought about this this week as I pondered these scriptures over. Did you ever think about the prodigal son? Amen. And Brother Mike, he went into the far country and he spent his substance on riotous living. Did you ever think of the damage that he did while he was gone? Huh? Did you ever think about it? Amen. Did you ever think about how many hearts he broke? How many lives he walked on? Amen. That money that he was spending, the Bible said he spent it on riotous living. Amen. Did you ever think of the damage you do when you live, amen, in sin? Amen. Come on now. I'm going to tell you, if we could wipe sin, Brother Robert, out of this world. Amen. Come on now. If we could wipe sin out of this world, amen, then we could save a lot of heartache, a lot of trouble, a lot of trials, and a lot of hurt. Amen. But you see, there was nothing Josiah, amen, could do, amen, about what had already been done. There's no way Joash, amen, could do, amen, undo what was done. But you know what he did? He said, I'll repair the damage, amen, that's been done. Amen. Sometimes I think we forget, amen, about restitution. Amen. Do you know that's part of it? How many believes in restitution? Amen. I want to tell you, if you really... I know this is true. Amen. You take somebody. I've had folks come to me. Amen. That had did things. You know, when they were in sin, and they come to me and say, "I want you to forgive me for that." I said, "Well, forget it. I know you forgive me. You're a good-hearted person." They say, "But I got to get this off my heart." They said, "I've done this wrong, and I want to repay you, and I want to try to fix it. And I want to do." You know what I know about somebody like that? I know somebody like that has really got a hold of God. Are you hearing me preach? Amen. I believe if every time we messed up, we had to go back and fix it up, amen, we'd be a little slower about messing up, amen, the next time. Somebody say amen. I know there's a lot of things we can't undo, but brother, there's some of the damage, amen. Come on now. Amen. There's some of the damage, amen, when we get saved. I'll tell you, I think we ought to purpose in our heart. If before we got saved, if we were a thief, amen. Do you know the Old Testament? Amen. Told a thief, if he was caught in the act, that he had to pay back fourfold. And if he didn't have enough to pay back, he had to give everything he had. Every, Brother Mac, every last thing he had in his house, he had to give up to pay back, amen, the thing that he stole. I wish somebody would help me preach a little bit. I'll tell you, the gospel is a gospel of restoration. Are you hearing me? Amen. A gospel is a gospel of repairing. Amen. The house of God had been broken down by some ungodly men. Amen. And this man of God said, it's not going to be like this. Amen. They paid one time to build it, and now they're going to have to pay again to repair it. Brother, I believe it's God's will. Amen. As much as it was God's will to build it in the first place, I believe it's God's will to repair it again. Are you hearing me? And I didn't really think about what repairs we're going to have to do. I'm not going to hitch up for an offering after a while. But on the spiritual side, amen, if we tore it down, we ought to try with everything in us to fix it back up. Amen. Somebody say amen. If we've hurt somebody, if we've talked about somebody, if we took something off of somebody, amen, I think we ought to take it back. Amen. I remember Sister Marilyn tell me about one of the boys, I won't mention his name, one of the boys that used to come to school and wasn't really saved. You remember that? I don't remember you. I believe you told me it's quite a bit of money he gave you when he got saved. Or somebody help me. Amen. Don't you get to thinking about it. It wasn't none of your sons here. I know all your moms got boys. You got to thinking, was that? No. Amen. But this boy came years, how many years it was. Amen. But came back and said, amen, I got to talk to you. I was getting stuff out of the lunchroom and not paying for it. And I got saved and I'm going to go to heaven. And here's some money to cover what I took. Amen. I'll tell you, when Sister Melon told me that, my heart just swelled up for that old guy. And I said, you know, I reckon that guy really did pray through. Amen. Is somebody going to say amen when we don't try to fix the thing we broke? Amen. It shows we really haven't had a repentant attitude. Amen. Come on now. I wish you'd help me. The Bible doesn't say what the prodigal son did. Brothers, ain't you ever think about it? Amen. There might have been some woman he abused down there in a far country. There may have been a building he tore up. There may have been a young man that he led astray. Amen. And I tell you what would cause revival if the prodigal went back to the far country. Somebody going to help me preach? Amen. I might have ought to title this message, When the Prodigal Goes Back to the Far Country. I believe if he'd have went back, Brother Steve, amen, and said, boys, I led you astray, but I want you to know I'm saved, and I want to tell you to forgive me. Amen. Went back to that young girl that he abused and say, I'm sorry I messed your life up. Amen. I'm living for God, and I'm going to try to do the best I can. Somebody say amen. I tell you, God wants us to repair. I know the devil's on a rampage and he's tearing down things all over the world. But it's up to the church, amen, to go into these breaches and repair them. Oh, I wish I was a preacher tonight. Amen. Amen. You know, it's not hard for us to see what needs to be done. Joash walked around. He looked out. There was no question about what needed to be done. Here's what amazes me. Amen. Sometimes we come to church. Amen. And we know. Listen to me now. I'm gonna drop this in here. You know, if I had told somebody something that was not true, and I got saved, you know what I'd feel like doing? Huh? What would you feel like doing? Y'all looking at me funny. I'd feel like getting in the same situation and the trouble I went to tell it wrong, and I'd go tell it right. You say, well, it'll make me look bad. No, it won't make you look bad. It'll make you look good. It'll make folks know, amen, I'm talking about repairing the thing that's damaged, amen. You know, there's a lot of damage can be done when we're not right, when we're not right in our heart, when we're out, amen, of our spiritual realm and into the carnal realm. Amen. Somebody say amen. Help me preach a little bit. And I believe that God intends us. He said, you that I'm going to send revival to, he said, I want you to be a repairer of the breaches. You know what the breach was? A breach was an opening in the wall. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. It don't matter who did it. Amen. If it ain't repaired. Amen. Somebody's going to be in trouble when the enemy comes. Somebody say amen. We can look around at the church world. Amen. Tonight and we can say, hey. Amen. The wall's down. And it's in a bad shape. But God has called us. Amen. To go. He said, oh, that I could find a man who would stand in the gap and make up the hedge. Amen. But I found none. What he was wanting was somebody, Brother Zane, who would repair the damage that had been done in previous generations. Could I tell you, if every one of us would get a zeal about us as Nehemiah got, amen, over there in the palace and say, I've got to leave this bed of ease and I've got to go down and repair the wall, amen, that's been destroyed. I want to tell you, we've took our licks and you're going to face opposition, amen.
can, but I believe God wants us to fix everything we can. He wants us to restore everything that's been damaged. He wants us to have revival in this hour.
There was a publican that came to Jesus, climbed a tree. Rich man. Bible said he was a publican. Publican, he was a tax collector. And you know what he was? He was a man many times like Matthew. Matthew was a Jew, but he worked for the Roman government. That's what this man, Zacchaeus, did. He collected taxes, and anything he could get over what the Roman government wanted, he kept for himself. How would you like to have that? We've all got something similar, but it's not that bad. But you know what happened when he went home with him, Brother Kenny, when Jesus saw Zacchaeus and said, "Come down, I'm going home with you today." Amen. Come on now, church. Amen. We just live like we want to sometime, and it don't matter who we hit or who we hurt or who we discourage. Amen. When we get right ourselves, we just keep right on going. But can I tell you, if you don't restore the things you can, that day will come back to haunt you. Amen. Somebody say amen. I said that'll come back to haunt you when we really repent. Amen. I'm going to tell you, husbands and wives, a lot of times you live together so long and you hurt each other's feelings. Amen. A lot of times and you just go on and you say, well, they'll get over it in a few days. But I tell you what would really sweeten our homes up is when we messed up, made a bad statement, when we flew off the handle instead of just letting the time roll on. If we just go back in there and say them old words that are hard to spit out. You're not helping me preach. But if we walk back in there and say, look, I love you and I'm sorry, that's not the way a Christian man ought to act. But no, we go on and we know all, they know us, and the lady will say, oh, he knows how I am, and yes, he does. But listen, don't you think it would make things a little more spiritual, amen, and a little more sweet and humble around the house? If we tear it up, we fix it. Somebody say amen. Amen. If there's a breach in our wall, and a breach in our fellowship, and a breach in our relationship, amen, go and patch that wall up. There ain't no need, amen, of 40 husbands and wives coming to search, a fussing and a fighting, and expect the Holy Ghost to saturate you. Why, if he knocked you out on the floor, the wife would say, the hypocrite, amen. Come on now, I want to tell you, we better live, and if we've got it messed up, we ought to fix it. Come on, young folks, amen. One reason sometimes people don't have the confidence they need to in you is you just keep messing up, and you never go back and apologize. Now it's all said together. You ready? Use your phonics. It starts with the S sound. Sorry. Come on, we can do it if you'll try. You don't have a lisp, do you? Come on. Now we got to get this right. We're not talking about lazy. Now, you understand, you got to understand the meaning of this word. Sorry. I'm sorry. I want to ask you. Let me ask me. I'll ask me this question. And you know, you can just listen in. Randy? Yes? Have you said sorry in your life? Well, sure. Have you said it as many times as you've needed to? Are y'all still listening in on this conversation? It's getting embarrassing. Oh, I've said I'm sorry. How many times? You can just about count them, can't you? Huh? How many times did you need to? Anybody got a calculator? One of them high-powered ones? Solar cell? Come on now. You say it's not important. It is important. I'm going to tell you, the Son of God came into this world. Amen. The first Adam, in the first Adam, all men died. In the second Adam, he came to fix the thing the first Adam messed up. Come on now. And I tell you, if we get the Spirit of Christ, when we come into, listen to me now. Woo, hallelujah. I feel like preaching. We come into it. Listen, have you ever walked into a situation that was volatile, that was bubbling, ready to go off? Did you make it worse? Or better? Did
Did you walk? Hey, somebody call you, amen, to come and referee? Amen. Do you make the thing calm down? Does your spirit turn back the wrath? Do we correct the problem? Do we build up the gap in the wall? I want to tell you, we've had a great revival, and God has touched many hearts. But if you do not follow up on that, amen, and begin to go back, amen, and patch up the weaknesses in your life, amen, they come in there, Brother Robert. They come in my life, amen, when I fail, and then it causes a breach, and then God sends revival. If I don't go back and patch the fence, it'll get out on me again, amen. We've got to go repair. We've got to go restore. We've got to go, amen. Come on now. You know what Zacchaeus said when the Lord saved him? You know how the Lord finally said salvation has come to your house? When Zacchaeus said, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. Now, I'll be honest with you. I doubt if he cheated and lied for half of his goods. Maybe a third. But I doubt if half of them. He said, the half of my goods I'll give to the poor. And if I have got anything, notice this, it was eating on him, brother. Amen. He'd have never said this if they wasn't. Amen. Come on now. Amen. You're not helping me. He'd have never said this. Amen. If they wasn't a rat in a woodpile somewhere. Amen. And he said, if there's anybody I've wronged and got their money wrongfully, I'll restore it unto them. I'm going to tell you how when God saves you, when God blesses you in revival, when He gives you the Spirit, when you make the right sacrifice and your river. You know why the Lord shouts you? When the power of God comes on you to shout you, He shouts you to, amen, empower you to go out and be more like Christ. Do you hear me? The Holy Ghost, when the Holy Ghost is come, He will witness of me. You girls and boys up here, when the shout comes on you and you get to shouting, you don't want to know how, if it's the real thing or not. When you get done, you want to be more like Him than when you started. Huh? Oh, it ain't hard to mimic a shout. I'm telling you, the charismatic movement are shouting. I mean to tell you, I've heard reports, and I know it's pretty documented, amen, of folks are barking like dogs, saying they're in the spirit, amen, laughing and piling up on one another in the aisle of the church. Amen. Come on now. Amen. But I want to tell you something. Amen. When the real Holy Ghost comes on you and manifests itself, amen, it'll give you the spirit. If I tore anything up, I want to fix it. If I said anything wrong, I'll take it back. If I've been mean, I'm going to be sweet. And I'll tell you the way I felt. Amen. As hungry as I was, I wanted to be that good and the opposite. As a lie, the big a liar as I was, amen, I wanted God to set a door at my lips that I'd not say one insinuation or exaggeration that would be out of line. Amen. Come on now. In a stinking, lustful world. Amen. We've come out of that world. We ought to want to be faithful to our maid and loving to our maid. Amen. Come on now. I tell you, God put the spirit of restoration in our lives. Zacchaeus said, if I've taken anything from any man but false accusation, I'll restore him fourfold. I'm going to pay him four times. I beat him out of $100, I'm going to get him $400. I'm going to take half of my goods out of the bank. Amen. And I'm going to feed the poor with it. I'm telling you, the Son of God looked at him. Amen. Listen to me. I'm preaching on repairing that which is damaged. I wish I could preach better. But the Son of God is a specialist at this. He said He could make beauty from ashes. Amen. Some of you here, amen, you failed in the past just like I have. But I want to tell you, God can restore you, renovate you, fix you up again. Amen. Seal the breach in your life. You say, well, I get good and up for a minute and I'm down again. God can fix that malfunction in your life. If you repent of it and ask God to come and restore your life. Oh, I wish I was a better preacher tonight. Jesus said to him, this day salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which is lost. Brother, I could tell you tonight what sins are doing. Amen. The Bible said, be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen. I know this world has gone crazy. I know many of the pulpits across America are nothing more than political arenas. Amen. And they're just a smooth talking, amen, false prophets. But brother, that has nothing to do with what comes out from behind this pulpit. Amen. Come on now. Amen. I believe, amen, that God has called us, me and you and all of us, amen, to go out in the world where it's cold and dark and deceitful, and take some warmth and light and truth out there to this world. You say it can't be helped. Amen. You were helped. Amen. And we can help somebody else. Amen. The Henry Stiltners whose lives, amen, have been in turmoil. Amen. We can take the gospel to him and let him see that God can patch him up. God can fix him and make him brand new. Amen.
Oh, I wish I could preach. The Lord said to the church, Revelations, forget which one exactly, I don't remember right off. He said, you have the name, thou art alive and are dead. And then he said, strengthen those things that remain. Huh? We got wiped out. You ever get wiped out? He said, now don't. And you know, I got a sermon book by DeWitt Talmadge, pastor in Brooklyn Tabernacle in New York, 1873, I believe it was. Somebody set the tabernacle on fire. I believe he was burned out three times, wasn't he? And you know, I got the sermon book where he preached one sermon on, in that year, on some things not burned up. And he was in a borrowed theater preaching in a borrowed music hall. And he said, here I am in this music hall, not because we have nowhere else to go. He said, I was offered 25 different places this morning to have church. And he said, many things burnt there in that building. All of that, everything, lost everything. But he said they didn't burn the cross of Christ. Huh? They didn't, and he went on down the things that weren't burned. Amen. It didn't destroy. You know what DeWitt Talmadge did? He went right back and built the church. And he said, listen to this. He said, when we build back this time, Brother Zane, he said, we're going to build bigger because we need a bigger building. God's going to add more souls. He said, we're going to build bigger this time. And he went back and he built bigger church and filled it up. I forget how many thousand people, DeWitt Talmadge, and he was a good preacher. Amen. I forget how they burned him out three times in Brooklyn, New York. Because he was a gospel preacher. Amen. But I want to tell you, you know what he did? He didn't get discouraged. Some things have happened in your life. Amen. You felt like you were burnt out. Amen. But could I tell you, the Bible said, go back and strengthen what remains. Amen. Prop up. Amen. What's left over. Amen. And then I'm going to add a blessing to you. Are you going to help me preach? I'm about done. Amen. But I think it's time to restore. Amen. To get back what we've lost. To patch up what's been broken down. Joash had a burden. 7 years old. Amen. When he started to reign. And he got a burden to fix the things that were tore up. I got a burden for that tonight myself. Not only physically. Amen. To bring this building back to the new condition. Amen. But spiritually most of all. Amen. To bring you back to a place of liberty and power and vision for God. You that's hopes this dashed and discouraged. I want to tell you, you may be down, but you're not out. Amen. God wants to restore you. He wants to bring you back stronger than ever. Amen. But you've got to do the things necessary. Amen. Do like Zacchaeus did and say, I'm willing to pay back fourfold. Amen. If you've been a louse and you've been a lowdown, get up and dust yourself off. Do like the Gadarene when he said, Jesus, let me follow you. He said, you're not going to follow me. I want you to go back to your hometown. And when he came back the next time, the whole city received him because the Gadarene legion had went back home and fixed the things he tore up. Amen. Can you imagine the damage old legion did. They couldn't bind him with chains. Lived in the tomb. Can you imagine how vile he was? Can you imagine when he come back in town wearing some of the disciples' clothes? Huh? They looking at him like old boy did I graduated with when I come out of the barber shop after that first haircut, and he was standing on the street, and he just ducked down, looked at me, went to creeping up on me like he was stalking something. He said, I never did say one word to him, but hello. He said, you're going to church, ain't you? That's the last time he's ever spoke to me. Huh? I'm going to tell you something. Amen. God saved our life. He saved me out. And I determined, and I've heard people testify, amen, I was out all night for the devil. I don't care to do it for God. I'm going to tell you something. God saved me. And the least I can do is fix anything that I can fix. Oh, boy. You talk about a revival. You talk about a revival. If every one of us here tonight, a lot of things we can't do nothing about. But if everybody in this house tonight could go back and fix everything they tore down. Whew, what a revival. Somebody say amen. I'm going to tell you, church, that's the spirit. Amen. Instead of a troublemaker, what about a peacemaker? Huh? Y'all getting anything out of this yet? Instead of an instigator, how about a mediator? Huh? Hallelujah. I'm going to let you go. Seems like I got you on the hook here. I'm just going to let you, I'm going to cut the line and let you out. Let you off the hook. I'm going to tell you, God has done a lot of wonderful things for you. And when we was in sin in our carnal life, it damaged some things that we can fix if God will help us. Let's stand tonight. I want you to come and pray. I felt like preaching this. I really did. I feel like preaching about the repair of the breaches. You know, the old prodigal, if he went back to the far country, he knew some of them young boys, Brother Robert. He could have said, look, boy, you stay home with Daddy till God tells you to leave. Don't you run off. You'll regret it. You'll be broke. You'll be poor. You'll end up in hog pen. Now, hey, that would have been some restoration right there. You hear me? He probably did it. I don't know. But I tell you, church, tonight, amen, we've got the trowel in our hand. Let's build this back. Let's build the wall back. Let's build up the gap. Let's have a church of fellowship and holiness, righteous living, the power of God and conviction in this place. Huh? You think we've lost it? Come on. Let's patch the wall. Get the power of God back in here. Would you come and let's pray? Come on. It's up to us. God's called us to be a restorer. You can be restored. Amen. God don't cast you off. He's not going to cast you off. You hear me? He goes to the junk heap. He makes them brand new again. He can do it. Amen. Let's seek the Lord.